Have you ever read a life-changing book, felt inspired, and then done absolutely nothing with that knowledge? You're in good company. Even Ken Blanchard, author of the 13 million copy bestseller, The 1-Minute Manager, discovered his greatest career disappointment wasn't poor sales, but poor implementation. Despite selling 18 million books, many readers weren't actually applying his ideas. This frustrating gap between knowing and doing isn't limited to business concepts. It affects nearly every area of life. Think about the health advice you understand perfectly but ignore daily, or the relationship wisdom you've acquired but rarely practice. When Blanchard investigated this phenomenon, he found something startling. Most readers could perfectly recite his principles but couldn't provide a single example of applying them in real life. The knowledge was there, but the application wasn't. This pattern isn't unique to his work. Studies show companies spend over $100 billion annually on training, yet only 10 to 20% of that learning translates into actual behavioral change. We're investing enormous resources in acquiring knowledge that largely sits dormant, creating what economists call dead learning. What's the solution? Blanchard connected with Paul J. Meyer, whose personal development programs showed consistent success rates of 60 to 70% in behavioral change, far exceeding industry norms. Meyer had identified the missing link in the learning process, and together they developed a framework that transforms how learning actually works. The first reason we don't apply what we know is counterintuitive. We know too much. In our information-saturated world, acquiring knowledge is far easier than implementing it, creating cognitive overload that hampers effective action. This manifests as paralysis by analysis, a state where too many options create decision paralysis. Blanchard experienced this at golf school, where excessive technical tips actually worsened his game. His mind became so cluttered with swing mechanics that he couldn't execute the natural motion he'd developed over years. The same pattern occurs professionally. Managers consume multiple leadership resources while struggling to implement even basic effective practices. They become brain cluttered, chasing new ideas without mastering fundamental ones. Meyer's solution is simple: learn less more, not more less. Rather than constantly seeking new information, we should deeply immerse ourselves in focused, high-quality knowledge. This contradicts our cultural obsession with novelty and hacks when the answers often lie in better implementing what we already know. The antidote to information overload isn't willpower, but spaced repetition, exposure to information periodically over time rather than in a concentrated dose. This approach leverages how our brains naturally form long-term memories. Advertisers have long understood this principle, knowing consumers need multiple exposures, typically 6 to 20 impressions, before identifying with a product. Similarly, reading a book once isn't enough to internalize its concepts. Each repetition strengthens neural pathways. The initial exposure creates a temporary connection, while subsequent exposures make knowledge more accessible and actionable. Eventually, the concept becomes so deeply integrated that applying it requires minimal conscious effort. This explains why cramming produces short-term recall but poor retention. Without spaced repetition, we develop what Meyer calls the habit of forgetting, temporarily absorbing information only to lose it shortly after. When people master core principles through repetition, their minds become free to create extraordinary applications. Deep knowledge enables spontaneous creativity, like transforming an angry customer interaction into a positive connection, possible only when knowledge is deeply embedded through consistent repetition. The second major obstacle to implementing knowledge is negative filtering, a mental process that discounts positive information while amplifying negative thoughts. This stinkin' thinkin' creates internal resistance that blocks us from applying valuable knowledge, even when we desire change. Most people develop negative thinking patterns in childhood, as parents and teachers often emphasize what's wrong rather than what's right. By adulthood, many experience a mental traffic jam where only about 10% of new information reaches the accepting subconscious. Negative filtering produces predictable responses to new ideas. That won't work here. We've tried that before. Or, sounds good in theory, but... These aren't rational evaluations, but defensive mechanisms protecting us from change, creating self-fulfilling prophecies where lack of commitment ensures failure. The solution is green light thinking, approaching new information with excitement and asking, "How can I use this?" This open stance clears mental blockages and creates pathways of possibility thinking. Research shows 62% of ideas are only accepted after 6 exposures, moving from rejection to full assimilation. With repeated positive exposures, this process becomes more efficient, eventually allowing creative applications to emerge almost instantaneously. The third and most challenging obstacle to implementing knowledge is lack of follow-up. Even with information properly filtered, people often fail to change behavior because they lack the structure, support, and accountability needed to establish new habits. This explains why New Year's resolutions typically fail by February. Good intentions without systematic follow-up rarely produce lasting change. As Meyer notes, without structure, support, and accountability, people revert to old habits. Behavior change requires deliberate systems that reinforce new patterns until they become automatic. Meyer learned this principle from his father, a master cabinet maker, who used a simple teaching system. Tell me, explain, show me, demonstrate, let me, practice, and correct me, feedback. This sequence ensures proper learning when repeated until mastery. Organizations can implement reinforcement systems through bi-weekly one-on-one meetings between managers and direct reports, and external telephone coaches for 6 weeks after training. This 1-2 follow-up punch ensures application of learning. Remember that meaningful change happens at 3 levels of increasing difficulty: knowledge change, acquiring information, attitudinal change, shifting beliefs, and behavioral change, altering habits. Most learning initiatives focus almost exclusively on the first level, while neglecting the deeper changes required for implementation. The principles in No Can Do apply to every domain of life, from professional development to personal growth, health habits to financial management. The key is creating an implementation system addressing all 3 obstacles to putting knowledge into action. Start by identifying your highest value knowledge, the 20% that would create 80% of your results if fully implemented. Create a repetition system for regular exposure to these key concepts. Address negative filtering through green light thinking when encountering new information. Finally, establish a personal follow-up system with clear structure, support, and accountability. Implementation is about habits, not heroics. Small, consistent actions repeated over time create more lasting change than occasional bursts of intense effort. As the ancient Chinese proverb states, "To know and not to do is not yet to know." True knowledge is demonstrated through action. What if we stopped chasing new information and instead committed to mastering what we already know? The difference between where you are and where you could be isn't more knowledge, it's better implementation. The question isn't what else should I learn, but what am I going to do with what I already know?